the enthusiasm to get back to know we getting back to the basics. And that's one of the things, get back to our fundamentals and understanding that from that standpoint, it takes care of everything else. Sometimes you press when you don't have to in order to strive for greatness and you're stretching to try to get there. Just get back to the basic fundamentals, and that's blocking and tackling. He's doing an awesome job, man. I'm glad that you asked about him. And not only him, you look on the offensive side at Hall, you look at all those guys who, since day one when they've come in training camp and offseason, they've bought into our standard. And that's the awesome part about what we do. One guy goes down, and the next guy is ready to step in and just play his role, which is what we all try to do. Play your role and dominate your role, and that's how you add on. I wouldn't say schemed or remember. One thing I do remember, I remember when I first got to Denver and Jay was there, ultimate competitor. And you guys hear me say that, like, Jay is a gunslinger. So you got to understand that and understand that the first four games that he's played, he didn't really have a preseason, didn't really have an offseason. But the guy's a true competitor, and he won't ever let that part down. From that standpoint, and he loves the game. So we just got to get prepared to understand that the guy can make every throw, and he's going to compete to the last whistle. So we got to be prepared from that standpoint.
So you know that's kind of like the opposite of what most people, you know, I think probably players and fans and media think from, you know, just his, some of his facial expressions, body language. A lot of people feel like he doesn't care. But, I mean, you have experiences as far as the opposite.
You know what the cool part is? We're getting ready for a game, and it's a Sunday, and it's any given Sunday. And being in a locker room with him before, you know that he's going to be prepared, regardless of what anyone thinks about his body language, anything of that nature. He's going to be prepared, like, to play the game and be ready to come into the game, and it's going to go one series at a time for him. And you got to understand if he's trying to get hot and he's trying to be on point, you got to understand that this guy is a reason why he's been in the league this long. It just didn't happen by chance. So we have to be prepared for that, man.
What's the challenge in their run game? I know they like to get a drive going. You got 25 carries last week. You guys were pretty good this run. What are some of the issues that run game presents?
You know, he's a great back, man. He does a good job with his balance. Watching Marshawn is like that same type of runner. On contact, he's bringing two or three guys with him, and they do a methodical job of making sure that he has 25 carries, where one, it might be 1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards, then the next one might be for 40. And it's just a consistent basis that the line comes in real similar to our offense from that the zone standpoint, but we have to do a great job of tackling. And it's going to come back to that, of understanding that this guy is not going to go down easily. He's going to fight for every yard he wants to get. And the line does a great job. They do a good job of isolating them one-on-one a lot. We just got to understand that we got to do a great job of defeating blocks and making game tackles.
Is he pretty different than most of the other running backs you guys have faced? It feels like some of the other running backs have been more perimeter-type runners, and he's downhill, big, powerful runner, it seems like.
Last week it was a combination. Tolbert and McCoy, it was just like thunder and lightning. But at the same token, he brings in a different mindset of he has the speed to get outside, but he also has the determination and the stiff arm to go downhill. So he can take an outside run and bring it right back inside, or inside run and take it right back outside. I think the thing is with him is you got to understand that he is going to be consistent the entire game. His first run is going to look like his last run, and we got to understand that and be ready for the challenge. Being around football a long time, you understand that they come in bunches. I think from the standpoint of we do a better job of tackling, our opportunities to happen more for us, I think from that standpoint, teams are just methodically trying to move the ball, and we just got to do a better job at tackling, which the opportunity is going to happen, and they're going to come in bundles. You don't press for that. Those things happen by you just doing your job.